I am Planta on the line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. This past summer, you couldn't go around major Canadian cities without running into billboards or bus shelters featuring her picture. We were welcoming Donna Friesen back to Canada, as it were. The Global National anchor and executive editor joins me now. She's been at the helm of Global Supper Hour newscast since September. We'll check in now about the show and more. Prior to joining Global for 11 years, Donna Friesen was a foreign correspondent and anchor for NBC News. Before that, the Winnipeg native was a national correspondent for CTV, as well as a reporter and anchor at the CBC here in Vancouver. Global National airs weeknights at 5:30, 6:30 in the Maritimes on Global. There's also a weekend newscast Saturdays and Sundays. The website for more is at globalnational.com. Please welcome to the Planta Online program Donna Friesen. Good morning, Ms. Friesen.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thanks for joining us. It's been, three, 4 months now at Global National. How's that been like for you?
It's been good. Yeah, September 20th was the first day. I remember it well because there was so much publicity.
Yeah.
It's a bit hard to miss all that stuff, I know. But it's been good. It's, I'm playing the long game here. So it's a long-term process. That first day was big and important and lots of publicity, but we do the news every day, and the longer that I'm in the chair, the more comfortable it feels, and the better it feels.
Now, I mentioned all the billboards and the publicity. I mean, that was a great campaign because I guess it was effective. Was it uncomfortable for you?
kind of, I have to admit. It's, I knew they were going to do a publicity campaign. I didn't quite realize the extent of it, and I'm not used to seeing my face out there that much. So it was a bit daunting. It was for me personally, it was a bit much, but I recognized the reason why it was done. And now they're down. So I'm pleased about that.
Yeah. Do you like living in Vancouver?
I do, and I'd lived here before, back, as you mentioned in your intro, when I worked for the CBC. I've lived in quite a few places across the country, and in fact, visited all the provinces, except for PEI, sadly. But I haven't, and lived in most of the big cities, too, in Toronto and Ottawa and across the prairies in a lot of cities. But Vancouver somehow always, stole my heart, I guess. It's a fantastic place to live, so I'm very pleased to be back.
Do you think it adds something to the show being based here rather than, say, if you're in Toronto?
Because I think I've lived in a lot of places and didn't sort of start out in Toronto, go to school there and start working there, because I've worked in a lot of small towns, I never felt that a national newscast has to come out of either Toronto or Ottawa, especially now with technology what it is. There's no reason why it can't be done out of the West, and I'm quite proud of the fact that it comes out of here. So does it make the broadcast different from one that's done in Toronto? I'm not sure of that. I mean, we apply the same standards and the same, kind of editorial judgment that you'd apply wherever you are. So I'm not sure there's a different sensibility to it because we're based here, but I am proud of the fact that we are.
Now your network has twice now brought back journalists working outside of the country. You spent 11 years at NBC, based in London. Did you learn anything about Canada being away?
I learned to appreciate it more than I did before.
Yeah.
Certainly. And I think that only comes when you're away. And though I was working for an American network, I was always very quick to point out to anyone who ever mistook me for an American to say that I was Canadian. And I did that repeatedly, so much so that my American colleagues would just roll their eyes. Oh, God, there she goes again. Trying to set herself apart. And it made me really proud. And in some places it made, I think, a difference to the way I was perceived, particularly in the Middle East, to go in there as a Canadian and not as an American, to go into places like Gaza, even Egypt, where, Americans, particularly in the lead-up to the Iraq War, were not particularly well-received. To be Canadian, to differentiate yourself from your American colleagues, I think they made a little bit of a difference in people's minds, so... Certainly, I've always been incredibly proud, and I never intended to stay overseas or work for an American network for the rest of my career, so this job opportunity was a perfect chance for me to return.
And the broadcasting industry in this country has changed in the decade or so that you were away, right?
Yeah, I think it has. I mean, it has and it hasn't, in a way. Certainly, you know, what has impacted everybody, from newspapers to radio to TV, is the influence of the Internet as a source of news, obviously. But if you look at the broadcast networks in this country and broadcast news in this country, you know, look who's still on the air and at the CBC and at CTV. So, you know, Lloyd is going to be retiring next year, but he's still around. Peter Mansbridge is still in the chair there. So I'm not sure that there have been massive changes in network television news here.
And you mentioned the influence of the Internet. Do you think that changes the newscast? I mean, we can get Global National now online, right?
I think it does, yeah. It expands our reach. It's the positive side, right? You can get it any time. You don't have to tune in and watch it on when we're actually broadcasting it live. It changes the way, just like the advent of 24-hour news of CNN and then all the other news channels changed the way we did news. I think the Internet has as well. It's another place where we have to keep an eye on things. It's another, you know, because video can appear online before it appears on any broadcast network. So it is another a source for us, another thing for us to keep an eye on, just like Twitter is another thing for us to keep an eye on, and because things often appear there before they appear elsewhere on the traditional news, you know, networks these days. So, yeah, but I don't think that's a negative influence.
And you're on Twitter, right?
Well, I'm trying to be.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
It's not something I've managed to completely embrace as some others have. I think it's a generational thing, you know? I don't know.
When the Global people came to you about taking this job, did they have certain goals for you, like the ratings and the sort?
That wasn't discussed specifically. I mean, certainly, you know, it wasn't as if I was told this has to happen and that has to happen. I think that's a bit of a mug's game if you get into that, right?
Yeah.
So, well, certainly we would all like the ratings to increase. I mean, who wouldn't? It'd be crazy not to say that, but not like there are specific markers set.
Yeah, but the broadcast is doing well?
It is.
Yeah.
It is indeed. I mean, all network news is, you know, suffering, I guess you could say. You know, and this is happening in the United States, too. The traditional network newscasts have fewer viewers than they did a decade ago across the board. So that's just the nature of it. And everybody's trying to figure out the magic bullet to change that, right? And I think getting on the Internet, getting online, is one way of doing that, of expanding your reach, of making it more accessible.
Did you have questions for them? I mean, last year, the situation at Global was sort of unstable.
Yes, rather.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No, I absolutely. I mean, when a company's in bankruptcy protection, of course, this is my first question. What's going to happen to you guys? Why would I join a company that is on the verge of bankruptcy? So, yeah. But, you know, things quickly became apparent that things were on the rebound, and of course now Shaw has taken over, and the boat is back on course.
Yeah. Well, what's a typical day like for you? Like, when we see you here in Vancouver at 5:30, are you live?
Can be, not always. Depends on breaking news. Our first broadcast is for 5:30 Eastern.
Right.
So that is the first live broadcast. So that's 2:30 in the afternoon here in Vancouver, and then we update that. So it depends on, you know, if there's breaking news. It's the same thing that the CBC does and the same thing that CTV does for their markets, right? They're on the air live in Toronto and then update, go on live again to cover anything that's breaking, any breaking news, any new developments. It's the nature of having such a massive country, right?
Yeah.
So many time zones. So, yeah.
So the day starts pretty early for you here then?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm up early, but so is everybody in this business, and scanning what's out there. I usually, before I go to bed, I go online and read, you know, the newspapers and just check online the New York Times and all that just to see what's out there. And by then, because Vancouver's, you know, so much behind those Eastern time zones, a lot of developing stuff, anything in Europe, is already out there on the radar. So by the morning, you know, we can sort of be on top of things. And then we have our morning conference call. One at 6, one at 7. And then, the day is pretty compact because we are on the air in Vancouver time at 2:30, it's pretty tight deadline. But it's a great group of people, and what I've found is, though it is a smaller news operation than our competitors in Canada, we're very nimble in a way that makes it easier to get things done. There are fewer layers of bureaucracy. People just, know what they need to do and get at it. So that's great.
And do you rely on the, I guess, the local global newscast for stuff as well, like here in BC?
We do, certainly, yes. Yeah. That's a big component, and right across the country, absolutely. I mean, they obviously have local stations. They have eyes and ears on the ground, cameras out there, reporters out there, so certainly we're constantly in communication with them, yeah.
What advice did Kevin give you upon taking the helm at Global National, if any?
To be myself, I think was the best advice. And I think that's good advice. Because it's, you can, there are a lot of people who weigh in with ideas about how things should be and how you should look and all of that. And I think in the end, you can take that advice and listen to it and then just discard what you think is, useless and take on board what you think is valuable and then be yourself. So that's kind of the... what I'm trying to do, just sort of relax into the role. I'm not Kevin. I realize for people who loved him and were loyal viewers because he was there, it has to have been a shock to see me on the air. But things change. I'm not him. I'm not going to try and be him. I just have to be myself, and hopefully people will come to embrace that.
Hey, did you talk to the other anchors, like Peter or Lloyd?
I have talked to them, actually. They're both great, and I've worked at both CBC and CTV, so I kind of knew them anyway, and I saw them not too long ago in Ottawa, and I think they're both great. I have huge respect for both of them. I didn't ask them for advice, so I don't know if that's...
Yeah.
I might one day.
Now, you told the National Post in July that gender wasn't an issue for you. At the end of this year... two of the three national newscasts will have female anchors. Do you think something's changed in this country?
Oh, I've been asked that before, and I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I still think that gender's not an issue and shouldn't be an issue, and I don't think it has been an issue for me in my career. I think I've just, I've worked hard and worked my way up through a lot of small stations, and I don't think I would have gotten this job if I wasn't good at what I do. So I don't think I was hired because I'm female. I do think, though, that there was a time when news executives believed that Canadians weren't ready for a woman in the chair, and I always thought that was a bit crazy because other countries have women in high-profile anchoring positions. Of course, there are many women anchoring the news on the local level in this country who are extremely good at what they do. Why they couldn't be elevated to a national job, I don't know. And then I started thinking about it, because the chair is rarely empty, right? Who gets out of it? How long has Lloyd been in it? How long has Peter been in it? And Kevin was in it for 10 years, too. So it's not like the jobs come along too often, that it is possible for a change to be made. So then I reached the conclusion that it's high time, and I'm glad it's finally taking place.
I guess the change in your case and the change at CTV is, it's. I don't think gender has anything to do with it as much as generational.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the case?
Generational, possibly. I mean, I think it has to do with the people in charge at the stations, too, right? Or the news executives, because it's them making the decisions. And it's their perception of what Canadians want, right? It's a tricky game, just like ratings are a tricky thing. How do you... If anyone had the magic bullet as to why people watch some things and don't watch others, they'd be a millionaire, a billionaire. And I think it's the same thing with news anchors. There's some kind of indefinable quality that people bring to that role, whether they're male or female, that either works or doesn't work, that people, viewers, either feel comfortable with or don't. And I think a big part of it has to do with longevity. It's just having the same person in that role night after night after night, and people get used to you. It's like having someone over for dinner or developing a friendship or, you just start to feel comfortable with them. And I think that's why television executives don't like to change anchors too often, right, because of that.
I guess that's what we want as the viewer. We want sort of someone there every night to tell us what happened. But do you think the role has changed, though?
I think now, you know, of course, years ago, you would just be a news reader. In other words, all you do is come in and sit down and read the scripts that were put in front of you. That isn't the way it is anymore. I mean, you know, I think these days it's expected that you'll be a journalist first and then a sort of news anchor second. And I think that's good. And it certainly helps when it comes to live broadcasts, you know. When it's a scripted news broadcast on a sort of average night, you know, probably it doesn't matter so much because you are, everything's pretty controlled. But the moment there's any kind of breaking news or the moment there's any kind of big interviews to be done, that's when you better have some journalism skills because you're going to be really stuck if you don't.
Yeah. And certain aesthetic things like standing up or sitting down at the desk, is that something that viewers care about, do you think?
That's a good question. I don't know.
You do both, right?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's no magic formula to that either. Do viewers care if I'm sitting down for the whole newscast? I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I'm not too bothered about all that. I'm more bothered by or interested in and preoccupied with the quality of the stories we do and the quality of the journalism than whether what I'm wearing or where I'm standing. So I kind of leave that to other people, to the people, the technical people and the director and the, you know, who sort of, that's their expertise. Yeah. I don't know. Do you think it matters? Do you think people care?
You know, I noticed it. With you, that you were sitting down, because one of the other national anchors, he stands up through his newscast, and there was a big story a few weeks ago about what happened to his chair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
And and then I noticed that you do that, I guess, what, halfway through the newscast? Do you stand up?
We're constantly tweaking it and thinking, does that look good? Does that work? You know, but it is not my major preoccupation, so...
Yeah, for me it doesn't matter, but I just noticed it.
Yeah, interesting.
And I'm sure there are people out there, shut-ins maybe, who probably you know are concerned about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you miss traveling?
At times I do. At times I do. But you know, I did it for a long time, and for a long time I was sort of the first person out the door. You know, which meant that anything happened, like a bomb goes off in Barcelona, you know, or Madrid, rather, and I'm, you know, sent straight to the airport and gone for a couple of weeks, and that's exciting and invigorating for a while, but after 11 years, I actually came to dread the phone ringing in the middle of the night, so, because I just, you know, and because you don't know where you're going, mostly because you don't know when you're coming home, and, there were times, I think the longest that I was on the road was 6 months. I came home once during that time. That's great for a period of time, but I sort of reached a point in my life where I thought either I am in this for the long haul and that is what I'm going to do, or I'm going to try and restore a little balance to my life. And you can't have a very balanced life when you're a foreign correspondent constantly on the move.
Will you take the show away from Vancouver?
We will, and we did right after I was hired, actually. In October, November, we went on the road and went right across the country, which was great. Great fun. So, and we will go when there are major stories elsewhere in the world, too. We will go. So we will go to the big wedding in London, of course,
right.
At the end of April,
yeah.
Which the world will be watching. So we're going to go to London for that, and it's planned to go to Afghanistan as well in the new year. Well, we are in the new year.
Yeah.
Yes. Getting closer to when the Canadian troops begin pulling out.
Who are some of the journalists that you grew up admiring?
I loved the Journal. So Mary Lou Finley and
Barbara Frum.
Barbara Frum. Yeah. I love the Journal, and I know I sound like an old fogey, but it's sad to me that we don't have that kind of journalism anymore, partly because the resources don't exist, because it was an expensive show to produce. But I love long-form television, documentary television, you know, stuff that goes a little bit behind, a little more in-depth, longer interviews, that sort of thing. Anne Medina, I really liked. I don't know if you remember her.
Right.
Yeah, she was female foreign correspondent. And I remember her and thinking, wow, that's fantastic. I'd love to emulate her. I didn't watch a lot of American television when I was growing up because we only had CBC. So I don't have a lot of American kind of, you know, role models that I can point to. In the UK, though, I would say Kate Eady, who was a female foreign correspondent, she was really gutsy and always out there. I really liked her, too. But yeah, I grew up with Knowlton Nash on the CBC, and remember meeting him and thinking, wow, I have truly made it now. I have met Knowlton Nash. I was a real fan of the CBC, partly because that's all we had, but also because that was the standard of journalism, not only in Canada, but around the world, right? They had such tremendous respect as a news organization around the world. And it's sad for me, after being away, coming back and seeing that, you know, they're really facing tough times, and things are not what they once were at the CBC.
You mentioned being a fan of sort of long-form journalism, documentaries and the sort. Do you have a chance to do that at Global yourself?
No, not in my current role. I mean, there may come a time. I would love to say that there will come a time when we can do that, and I certainly want to explore that, but that wasn't part of the sort of deal we made, but I would love to. Having said that, I know that to do those well takes a huge investment of time, so, you know, I'd love to, whether we'll have the time to do it. In the manner in which I would like to do it. We'll see.
Donna, it's been fun chatting today, and I appreciate it.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
You can watch Global National every night, 5:30 p.m., 6:30 in the Maritimes. The website for more is globalnational.com. Global National's anchor and executive editor, Donna Friesen, on the line in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.